This is a Squiz Kids podcast. Your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you.
Each week we give the world globe a spin and see where we land. Then we take the kids of Australia on an audio excursion to visit that country and its people. I'm Amanda Bauer, and today on Squiz the World, we're packing our sunscreen, putting on our dancing shoes, and heading to the home of reggae. Can you guess where we're going? Strap yourselves into the Squiz Kids super fast supersonic jetliner so we can take off and have a party in Jamaica.
Just the facts.
Jamaica is the third biggest island in the Caribbean after Cuba and Hispaniola. Now, your parents and teachers might say to you, there's no such country as Hispaniola. And they're clever people, those grown-ups, that's true. Hispaniola is an island with two countries on it, Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm guessing your grown-ups have heard of them. Back to Jamaica. It's known for its gorgeous beaches, but it actually sits on top of a huge underwater mountain. And if you take a moment to leave the beach, you'll find that Jamaica has four separate mountain ranges. Still, one third of the country's almost 3 million people live in the capital, Kingston, which is on the coast. It's a bit like Australia in that respect. Think about where most of our population lives. Also like us, Jamaica was once a colony of Britain. They got their independence in 1962, but like us, they have a Governor General and are still part of the Commonwealth. Their political system is also set up like ours, with two houses of parliament. Unlike us, though, Jamaica was a colony of Spain before the British took over. And because of that, it became riddled with pirates. Bear with me. In the 1600s, the Spanish made several attempts to recapture Jamaica. So the British had the bright idea to support any pirates who were attacking Spanish ships in the Caribbean.
Enemy sighted!
The Jamaican town of Port Royal became infamous. That means famous for a bad reason, for being full of pirates and complete disregard of the law.
I follow the pirate code.
Eventually, the Spanish promised to stay away from Jamaica, and then the British had to work on reining in the pirates. Even today, you can do all sorts of pirate tours in Port Royal, including exploring a sunken pirate city. Wherever you travel, it's important to learn a few words in that country's language. It's a great way to show respect. So let's
learn the lingo.
In Jamaica, the official language is English, but locals also speak something called Jamaican Patois, which is a combination of English, the West African Akan language, and other influences. We are extremely privileged to have with us here today Squiz Kid Danielle, all the way from Jamaica, to teach us some Patois. Take it away, Danielle.
Hi, my name is Danielle and I live in Jamaica in a place called St. Anne. I learn in English, but at home I also speak Jamaican dialect called Patois. Here's how you say these words in Patois. Hello, who are you? Hey, Wagwan. Where do you come from? Where you come from? And what grade are you in at school? I was graded in at school.
Danielle, thank you so much. I've put a link in your episode notes to St. Anne so you can see the kind of paradise that Danielle lives in. And for those of you interested in learning more Patois, I've popped a link to a Jamaican translator webpage in the episode notes. Now that we can communicate a little bit, it's
time for school.
If you go to school in Jamaica, you'd better be prepared to work hard. According to my research, kids start getting homework in year one, and by the time they're your age, they have at least 2 hours a night and up to 8 hours on the weekend. And if you don't do your homework, you'd better expect a call home to your parents. Yikes. The reason for all this stress is that in year six, every kid in Jamaica sits 5 very important exams. Maths, social studies, science, writing, and language arts, which is spelling and reading comprehension and grammar. Now, the high school that you go to depends on the score you get on those exams, kind of like how the uni course you do in Australia depends on your year 12 results, which is stressful enough in year 12, but year six? Wow. The funny thing is, it's hard to imagine people being super stressed out in Jamaica because it has such a reputation for being laid back and relaxed. A big part of that reputation comes from a type of music that started in Jamaica in the 1960s and has since spread all over the world. I think we should get our groove on. So,
let's get cultural.
Hands up if you've heard of reggae. How about Bob Marley? Yeah, I thought so. Reggae is now played all over the world, but it started in Jamaica in the 1960s. It was, and it still is, a way for Jamaicans to tell the world about their history, their culture, their struggles, and for many reggae artists, their religion. The musical style is strongly associated with Rastafarianism, a religion that became very strong in Jamaica starting in the 1930s. So, to understand reggae, let's write our own reggae song. We're going to start first with the rhythm, which is probably the biggest thing that makes reggae sound like reggae. Most songs are written in 4-4. You've probably learned about that in music, but instead of emphasizing those four beats, reggae puts the emphasis on the beats in between, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. That rhythm comes from a guitar, which in reggae is called skank guitar. The guitar plays short, sharp chords just on the ands. Have a listen here. Okay, now we've got our skank guitar beat. Let's add some drums. Now, to make them reggae drums, we'll make sure that they play on the 2-3-4 of that 4-4 timing, but not on the 1. Let's listen to that by itself and then layer it over the skank guitar. Now we're starting to groove. Reggae is very bass heavy, so let's add in some bass. If we